Concern for Kids is a nonprofit organization that has been operating in and around northern Iraq since 1992. President Todd Harrison learned of an urgent need for clean water in the village of Kendala, and he had an idea.
The water situation there was pretty desperate. The population of the village had dwindled, and the well that they were drawing water from was right near the where the sheep would come to get water as well. They would have to take the water from the well, and we were told that they would take it back to their homes and actually filter it or strain it.
Harrison turned to his sister, NASA engineer Robin Carrasquillo.
NASA's water purification technology developed for the shuttle and the International Space Station has been adapted by a commercial company, Water Security Corporation, out of Reno, Nevada, and with the aid of a nonprofit organization called Concern for Kids out of Atlanta, Georgia, and the U.S. Army has been deployed in northern Iraq in the Kurdish area to help the Kurdish people get clean water.
Volunteers from NASA went to Kendala. With help from citizens and U.S. Army personnel, they installed an adapted water pumping system, bringing safe drinking water to villagers for the first time in years. U.S. space engineers have been designing and improving a water and recycling system for shuttle astronauts and the International Space Station for decades.
The water recovery system developed for the International Space Station is a combination of a urine processor and a potable water processor, which takes the astronauts' urine and all the other wastewaters and condensate from the atmosphere and recycles it to clean water.
NASA is completing an air and water recycling system for the space station that is about the size of two refrigerators. It's planned for installation in 2008. Developers say it will dramatically reduce the need for resupply missions from Earth. Paul Sisko, VOA News.